Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our virtual worship service this Sunday morning. The theme of the service today is Doubting Thomas. And the first text to think of is Doubt No Longer But Believe. Doubt No Longer But Believe. And we're going to start by singing Sing with the Saints in Glory, Sing the Resurrection Song. Sorry. Let us pray. Lord, today we recall your faithfulness. Thank you that you walk with us every day, that you are with us in each moment. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never fails us. In this moment, we come to you and we lay our lives before you. May we worship and adore you with every fibre of our being. May everything within us cry, Holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And so today we join with all those who worship and confess you as Lord, from generations past and present, and with all the angels that sing in heaven of your greatness and beauty. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we love you. Lord, you are so precious to us. Amen.
Amen.
We're now going to sing again. Peace is flowing like a river, flowing out through you and me. Those words say to us what we should be doing for our nation today in our prayers and everything else, is letting God's peace, joy, faith, hope and love flow out to everybody at this time of turmoil and trouble. We're now going to hear Richard read to us from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31.
It was late that Sunday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood amongst them. "Peace be with you," he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. But if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, also called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the scars of the nails in his hands, and put my fingers on those scars, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were together again indoors, and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood among them, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Then stretch out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Do you believe because you see me? How happy are those who believe without seeing me?" In his disciples' presence, Jesus performed many other miracles which are not written down in this book. But these have been written in order that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through your faith in him, you may have life. Amen.
Thank you, Richard. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we lift your name high today like a blanket of praise. Thank you that you cover and embrace a fallen world. Thank you for this grace that flows endlessly to each of us each day. Lord, we celebrate your love. As we lay our burdens down at the foot of the cross, thank you that we can breathe in resurrection life. Thank you that we are fully redeemed and restored. Lord, today we think in once again the hope of eternal life and the promise of heaven. Thank you for your presence. Amen. Going to sing again. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew. In today's gospel story of Jesus' appearance to a group of his disciples after the resurrection, St. John records the touching encounter between Jesus and doubting Thomas. "We have seen the Lord," the disciples tell Thomas. For they saw Jesus that Sunday evening, that's on Easter Sunday evening. But they were very afraid of what was going on. Although they'd had the resurrection experience of seeing the empty grave, they were meeting behind locked doors, we're told, because they were still afraid of the Jewish leaders. And suddenly Jesus was there among them, saying, "Peace be with you." And at that point, they fully could understand, believe in the resurrection. But Thomas was not there. How often do we find it difficult to believe things when we haven't experienced them for ourselves? He wasn't there when Jesus came. They told him, all the other disciples, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I will not believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them and place my hand into the wound in his side." I'm sure the disciples were exasperated with Thomas that he wouldn't believe. They were so certain, but he was not. So we come now to a week later. The disciples were once again together, and Thomas was with them this time, when Jesus appeared to them again. Jesus once again stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Here are my hands. Give me your hand, put it in my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." Jesus was meeting Thomas's doubts. In other stories, we know how Jesus met the doubts and the fears and anxieties of people. We know the story on the beach when Jesus met with the disciples having that breakfast of fish, when he said to Peter, "Do you love me?" repeating it three times, matching the times when Peter had denied him. Jesus is prepared to come to his disciples and to meet their needs. But Jesus said to Thomas, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." We need only to listen to Thomas's response to know that he indeed had felt and touched his way to reality. In Luke, we are invited to investigate the spirit of those first Christians who had joined Thomas in his profound profession of faith. Some had seen the risen Lord and some had not, but all recognized his real presence among them. And in Acts, Luke writes, "These remained faithful to the teaching of the apostles, to the brotherhood, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. They sold their goods and their possessions, and they met the needs of each out of what they all had. And they praised God, and they were looked up to by everyone. In each sorrowing brother and sister, each brother and sister in need, they recognized Jesus's pierced hands and side. Each act of Christian service was a reaching out to feel those blessed wounds. We who loved Christ are called to discipleship in a show-me world. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the ignorance and the blindness are removed, and we are given the power to see and know what a good life is. All around us, even in our own families, some persons are living on the edge of despair, especially in these days of isolation and virus and illness. People need and want to be shown how to transform their lives at this time, how to be purposeful and have a meaningful life. We who love Christ can do nothing less than give our full faith response to their cries of show me. Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your hand in mine. Feel me, touch me. I'm real." We today need to put our hands in Jesus's hand. We need to feel him touching us, his love enfolding us. We need to experience the reality of Christ. We need to recognize that he has risen, that we believe, in order that we can tell others, I believe. Do you believe? We're going to sing now a song. If you believe and I believe, and we pray together. Is now going to lead us in our prayers of intercession.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you can hear me. So we pray. And in times of difficulty, I sympathize with Thomas, uncertain, doubting, frightened, feeling out of control and out of touch, needing the Lord's reassurance, not sure what to say. So I turn to reliable prayers from reliable sources, and these have helped my preparation this morning. First, a prayer written by Nick Fawcett, a contemporary prayer. Lord, what can I pray for? What should I say? I'm frightened, troubled, and confused. Everything in life has been turned upside down and inside out. And whatever words I use in prayer seem inadequate, hollow, even trite. Lord, help me. Hold me. Hear me. And in this troubled time, encircle all, myself, my loved ones, my friends and neighbours, the wider world, in the warm embrace of your love. Amen. And a reliable source from the psalmist. Yesterday I came across this psalm twice, and it's only right I think I should respond to Psalm 46 and share that with you, where we read, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. The Lord Almighty is with us. the God of Jacob is our fortress. And so in the spaces between my words, let us now remember those ill or dying from coronavirus. Those they love who can't be with them. We pray for care home and hospital staff, and all working in the emergency services. We remember those feeling lonely and isolated. We pray for scientists seeking answers about when we might return to normal and working on a vaccine. We bring to you, Lord, politicians around the world whose wisdom is needed so much at the moment. And we pray for all of us wondering what we can do to make things better for someone else. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And so last and not least, we join the prayer from the most reliable source himself, Jesus, remembering that this is not only the prayer that he taught us, but the prayer that he prays with us. So let's say together, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Going to sing now, Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son.
Thank you.
Fear not the darkness, for the Lord is with you always. Abide not in confusion, for the domain of the Spirit is harmonious. Go in confidence, for the risen Christ lights up the way. And now let us say the grace together. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore.
Amen.